Luke sighed in resignation, then began searching for the dark nest again. Each time he made contact with one of the nest ships, the cold knot inside rose a bit higher into his chest. It wasn't long before he had to wage a constant force battle just to keep the feeling in check. They were just passing the third nest ship when Luke sensed a mass of pirate presences rising through the planet's clouds below. "Be ready," he warned. "The pirates are coming up to cut us off." Tarfang let loose with a long string of Ewokese invective.
"That's not fair. It's hardly Master Luke's fault that you haven't replaced the tail cannon."
"Don't sweat it," Han said. "If we have to open fire, we're star slag anyway." Another nest ship appeared from behind the curve of the planet, and the anguish of the captives being devoured by the Gorog larvae grew clear and raw in the force. "There." Luke pointed at the vessel. "Do a flyby and we'll eject in the escape pod. Then head for the Murgo choke and tell everything you know about this to the highest ranking blockade officer you can find." Tarfang began to gibber and shake his head.
"Tarfang
doesn't think that is very wise. The defense force is going to be looking for someone to blame about those replicas."
"And if you don't want it to be you two, then you'd better be the ones who sound the warning," Han said. "If you get there before anything bad happens, they might even give you a reward." Tarfang's furry brow rose. "I'm sure it would be substantial."
"Yeah, 1,000 credits at least," Han said. "You might be saving an entire fleet, after all."
"A reward would be nice," June said.
"But that's not the important thing, Tarfang. It was our mistake, so it's our duty to correct it."
Tarfang groaned and let his head drop, but waved Luke and Han aft toward the escape pod. "I'll keep the Niner cloaked as long as I can," Luke said, turning to go. "But once you're beyond interception range, get out fast. I need to devote..." Luke's instructions were interrupted by the wail of the DR-919A's proximity alarms. June shrieked, and Luke whirled around to see a blue streak of ion efflux lighting the forward viewport.
"Pirate ship?"
he asked. June could barely bring himself to nod.
"Relax. They missed," Han said.
"Now that they're past the..." The proximity alarm screamed again, and this time, Luke was thrown from his feet as the ship bucked. A loud boom rolled forward, then metal groaned in the stern, and the sour smell of containment fluid began to fill the air.